Infinite Suffering, June 6. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Would that we could comprehend the significance of the words, Christ suffered being tempted, while he was free from the taint of sin. The refined sensibilities of his holy nature rendered contact with evil unspeakably painful to him. Yet with human nature upon him, he met the arch-apostate face to face, and single-handed withstood the foe of his throne. Not even by a thought could Christ be brought to yield to the power of temptation. What a sight was this for heaven to look upon! Christ, who knew not the least taint of sin or defilement, took our nature in its deteriorated condition. This was humiliation greater than finite man can comprehend. God was manifest in the flesh. He humbled himself. What a subject for thought, for deep, earnest contemplation! So infinitely great that he was the majesty of heaven, and yet he stooped so low, without losing one atom of his dignity and glory. He stooped to poverty and to the deepest abasement among men. For our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. The world had lost the original pattern of goodness and had sunk into universal apostasy and moral corruption, and the life of Jesus was one of laborious, self-denying effort to bring man back to his first estate by imbuing him with the spirit of divine benevolence and unselfish love. While in the world, he was not of the world. It was a continual pain to him to be brought in contact with the enmity, depravity, and impurity which Satan had brought in, but he had a work to do to bring man into harmony with the divine plan, and earth in connection with heaven, and he counted no sacrifice too great for the accomplishment of the object. He was in all points tempted like as we are. Satan stood ready to assail him at every step, hurling at him his fiercest temptations, yet he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He suffered being tempted, suffered in proportion to the perfection of his holiness. But the prince of darkness found nothing in him, not a single thought or feeling responded to temptation.